This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Smartphone apps come out all the time, but here's one that could be a first. It's a new app that asks users to help identify and thus apprehend sexual predators and other criminals. It's built by the Homeland Security Investigations Unit within the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, otherwise known as ICE. Homeland Security Investigations Director Jim Dinkins says it's an important tech tool in a job where canvassing has proven effective.
So when we push an unknown suspect out there, usually within hours, if not days, 85% of the time, we've been able to not only identify the person, but actually locate and arrest them.
So why an app? Are you going for 99% here or what?
Absolutely. A couple of things, too, is that it also makes it easy for individuals to share the information. So you might suspect that you know or think that you might know that person, but you're not sure. The app allows you to share it to your friends, post it in other social media outlets to try to see if you actually do know the person or not.
Are there dangers here? I mean, I remember in the wake of the, you know, Boston Marathon bombings, people sort of really, really going all out in trying to figure out who in the crowd might have been the Boston bombers online, Reddit and things like that. And in some cases, it was really problematic. So are there dangers here? And how have you tried to include those in your calculations as you've built this app?
Yeah, so I think the big difference is we're not asking the public to help us identify a suspect. We have the suspect, but we don't have the actual their identity. So I think as what we saw for the Boston Marathon bombing is that the public was trying to analyze and come up with their own suspects and validate that in the social media environment.
Sure. But isn't it possible they might misidentify someone? You know, people see someone who they think is the person, and couldn't that sort of be problematic?
So we receive literally thousands of tips already for various criminal violations. We're not going to take action just based on their word. We're going to have to validate that in other means before we actually can get an arrest warrant and go after that person.
James Dinkins is the Executive Associate Director of Homeland Security Investigations at ICE. James, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.